with world-renowned forebears like Goethe and Schiller, it's probably not easy making it as a poet in Germany. That hasn't deterred Cologne-based poet Julia Trompeta. Gabriel Borut went to meet her.
DW.
A shaft of sunlight breaks through the shut lids of O. Marquee extending. O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O O Meanwhile, it's cloudy again.
That was the end of the poem, right?
Yes.
So so what was that one called?
The Marquis of O, of course.
The Marquis of O, of course!
When I read this poem to my grandmother, she said, yeah, so we had such a marquee in our old house, and it was a marquee that you had to extend by hand. So it's a hard work just to extend such a marquee.
And was it hard work to create this poem? Or was it just a bit of fun?
How would you describe this? I would say this was one of the poems that was a bit of fun more. Of course, it's a game with words, it's a game with tunes, so it's fun to read it. People always are amused when I read it. That's why I like it very much.
Zur Lage 1. Ohne das Konsumverhalten deiner Augen, die mich ansehen, wie so ein Zettel voll mit Dingen, die erledigt werden wollen.
When I first met Julia Trompeta, it was at a public reading from her collection of poems called Zum Begreifen nah, or Easy to Grasp in English. She is not your typical 35-year-old German. She's involved in a philosophy PhD program, studying and teaching the ancient Greeks, and in her free time, she writes poetry. In our utterly utilitarian and hedonistic 21st century society, Julia chose a path in the humanities because there was no other choice for her, she says. Still, she calls herself privileged, especially when she considers some of the struggles that her fellow poets go through on a day-to-day basis.
So I didn't need to earn money with my art. And that's, I mean, with privileged situation, because colleagues of mine are, so I see them really struggling. So they don't know how to make their living and how to live from writing poetry.
Do you look forward to that challenge of having to survive off of your art?
Yes, in a way, I fear that because I'm not that free with doing what I'm doing, because I always have to think about who could buy that and is that something that will be sold well or not. So that's the bigger problem. It's hard to be free and to write what you want to write, because there's the danger that you change your writing because you think about selling. So, and that's what I do not want.
Once loved a girl, her skin it was bronze. With the innocence of a lamb, she was gentle like a fawn. I courted her proudly, but now she's gone. Gone as the season she's taken.
Easy to grasp. In German, it's Zum Begreifen nah, and this is the title of my book. Gushing, he kicked in the door. Thereby a wind got up inside, almost a hurricane which shattered something. And afterwards, lathed as it were for years, when only just the soul had been at ease again, the room sank down into a silence after storm. From this day on, each anniversary, someone steps in, and on the jukebox she plays Riders on the Storm, and follows with her eyes the startled eddy from fine dust, which afterwards, when back in memory, settles on the bar in its old shape again, and on the chairs. And all the genies in all bottles fall asleep again. And someone did expire all the year 500 times alone and saw the things that happened in the past and felt another hand just as if it were here.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
Again?
Easy to grasp. No, you don't have to read it again. That was very easy to grasp. I got it right away.
Are you sure?
Okay, so that's a moment then. Or is this one memory that you're processing? Or is this an idea, a feeling, a sense perception? Where are you gathering the substance of this poem from?
Mm-hmm. In a way, it's all of that, what you suggested, but I think this is mostly about memory or remembering, because it's the situation of someone who thinks about another person, a person who's far away, who's not there, and the...
Who were you thinking about, if you don't mind me asking?
Or is that too personal? Of course it's personal, but I think I was not thinking about someone special here in particular. It's more a general feeling, I think, most people have in their life once or twice or more times.
Is it like a loneliness or a nostalgia?
Yeah, it's a kind of Sehnsucht.
Passion.
Yeah.
Or some kind of longing.
Longing, yearning, that's better, yeah.
For what?
If you miss someone and you want him or her to be near, but the person is not there, so then you have no chance. So sometimes you can do something, but sometimes you cannot do anything. So if the people is dead, for instance, or if he or she does not want to have contact with you or is very far away, then there's no way to get a real connection. And then I think one tries to find other ways to get in contact. And writing a poem about this special feeling of longing and missing someone, writing a poem about this is one way to get in touch with another person, or maybe with oneself, in a way.
This report was brought to you by DW.